This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, is there anything else of significance happening in the world other than, or maybe because of, the Iran and Ukraine wars?
Well, there are a lot of things going on, but what I'd like to focus on today is that the European Union continues to work to increase trade with other lands, triggered in part because of trade policies by the Trump administration, as well as previous U.S. administrations and policies. I want to go over something. It was an article that came out yesterday about Southeast Asia. Here's the headline. Trust in the EU, European Union, grows in Southeast Asia. It says, Europe's standing in Southeast Asia has improved over the past year. Okay, since after Trump's been in office. It's emerged as the region's most preferred third party to hedge against the United States and China rivalry. According to the State of Southeast Asia Survey, an annual poll that they published. According to the survey, 55.9% of the respondents said they trusted the EU to do the right thing, contribute to global peace, security, and prosperity, governance. That's up 4% from last year. And over the same period, the distrust in the EU dropped by 5.5%. The EU is the ASEAN group's third largest trade partner after U.S. and China. And it's the bloc's second largest source of direct investment. The EU already has free trade agreements with Singapore and Vietnam. It recently concluded a major trade deal with Indonesia. It's also looking to finalize agreements with the Philippines, Malaysia, and Thailand. And Alfred Bursell, an expert on Indo-Pacific relations, said, not only are the EU and ASEAN confronted with identical challenges, they also share an interest in promoting international law. As the two strongest regional organizations in this part of the world, they have a strong incentive to collaborate more closely to defend a rules-based order.
I know you told us in the past that Europe is going to rise up economically. Are they doing anything else that will fulfill this prediction?
Oh, yeah. Well, the EU is already the biggest trade partner with Africa. And several months ago, they held a summit meeting in Angola, a country in Africa, to increase trade further in Africa. Furthermore, the EU is planning on greatly increasing trade with South America. Article just came out that says EU-Mercosur agreement to provisionally apply from 1 May 2026. The European Commission has formally notified Mercosur countries of the European Union's decision to proceed with provisional application of their trade agreement. The notification was made through a verbal address to Paraguay, the legal custodian of the Mercosur treaties, completing the final procedural requirement in line with the Council decision of 9 January 2026.
So does that mean the deal is done?
To a degree.
Okay.
As a result, they're going to start trading more. And by the way, the Mercosur countries are Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and Paraguay. And the document is going to start to be implemented now. And it's been hailed as an economic boom to both the EU and these Latin American countries. Now, I'm going to read something. Simple question. What's the EU-Mercosur deal about? The agreement, it says, aims to facilitate the flow of goods between the EU's member states and the four Mercosur economies. The EU says this will create one of the world's biggest trade zones with over 780 million people and could help soften the blow of U.S. tariffs by opening new export opportunities. Ignacio Garcia Bercero, who's in a Brussels think tank, says, is probably one of the most significant and economically impactful trade agreements that's ever been concluded. According to the agreement, over the course of several years, so not completely in place yet, the two sides will lift over 90% of their respective tariffs that they currently apply to each other. Now, this says 780 million people in the EU and the Mercosur countries. But if you add the associated countries to the EU, as well as associated countries to the Mercosur bloc, this is over 1 billion people. This is a huge deal. Therefore, yes, the EU is making trade moves away from the USA, as I predicted, based on biblical prophecies while watching world events.
So the EU has made trade agreements with countries from Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. In what other ways are they making trade moves away from the USA?
Well, they just made a major trade deal with India. There's about a billion and a half Indians. Okay. And regarding trade, there's something I have in our free book about the unintended consequences in Donald Trump's presidency. Some of the things I have in here is trade. The morning after his election, I wrote, Europe will get more serious about trade deals with others internationally, such as being more motivated to approve the deal with the Mercosur bloc of South America.
So how does the fact that Europe will get more serious about trade deals relate to your book about Donald Trump and unintended consequences?
When I wrote that, what I wrote in that book was one of the unintended consequences of Donald Trump's threats of tariffs and other trade matters is that it's motivating nations he has threatened to look to trade more to each other. Look, the Europeans and the Latin Americans have been working on the Mercosur deal for like a couple of decades, okay? This finally was the factor. You know, Isaac Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Anyway, in the case of the Trump administration, policies are pushing away and threatening Europe, and it's motivating them to make deals that they've been hesitant to make. Now, in that Trump book, I also wrote, Europe will get more serious about trade deals with others internationally. Pushing tariffs and other policies that foreign nations do not like is contributing to other nations looking to bypass the United States dollar, as well as to trade more with each other and less with the United States of America. This will further push globalist moves forward without the USA. Thus, is also helping set the stage for the coming European Babylon beast to dominate international trade. So a lot's happening in Europe. Now, I want to read from number 8 of my items, of 26 items to prophetically watch in 2026. Number 8 was trade. Not all warfare is militaristic. It's also economic warfare. This also often involves trade. Major use of sanctions, mainly pushed by the United States of America, has been continuing. This is affecting trade and pushing trade away from the United States of America. The EU will decide that Mexico and the rest of Latin America are in more agreement with it and will make some serious trading agreements with most or all of Latin America. And these things are happening. Number 9 on this list, which I wrote in 2025 for this year, it's called European Trade Moves. And Europe, to Donald Trump's tariffs threats, are a major concern for Europe and trade. And I mentioned it in 2018. I wrote, the Europeans have been working with Latin America, China, Russia, Eurasian Union, and others in the world to try to set up its dominance of world trade as well as the standards of world trade. And such as deals are happening. Again, this is what I wrote in 2025 about what's going to happen for this year. Expect more concrete action, at least partially because of the re-election of Donald Trump along with J.D. Vance. Europe will reach out to various ones in Africa and Asia, which it's done, and Latin America, which it's done, in the next several years, and more trade will occur with Africa, Asia, Mexico, and South America. Expect more trade conflict between the United States and Europe. The Bible shows that Europe will, for a time, dominate trade. See Revelation 17 and Revelation 18. So that's what I wrote last year. Well, these things are happening now. And even in the United States Department of Agriculture noted, quote, Mexico and European Union are expected to sign a modernized global agreement in 2026.
Another time you mentioned that the stage is being set for the European Babylonian beast power. And just now you use Revelation 17 and 18 as a reference to European domination of world trade. Elaborate on that.
Well, again, in what I wrote in 2025 to look for 2026, I wrote Europe will get more serious about trade deals with others internationally, such as being more motivated to approve trade deals with the Mercosur bloc and South America. That said, in 2026, Europe will work on getting more of the world to accept its standards and trading matters. This will help Europe ultimately dominate trade. For a time, Babylon will dominate world trade. And so in that article, I quoted Revelation 18, verses 2 to 3. So let me read from the Bible. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and becoming a dwelling place of demons and of every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth, let's talk about trade, have become rich through the abundance of her luxury.
So those verses indicate that the nations that are now entering trade agreements with Europe are the ones committing fornication with Babylon. Will Europe continue to make new trade deals with additional kings of the earth?
Yes. And again, going back to what I warned last year to look at this year, that what Europe is trying to do, although Babylon will not fully reign in 2026, the USA is pulling out of trade deals or are wishing to change them, and steps are pushing Europe to dominate trade. Expect Europe to reach out to various Gentile nations in Asia, Africa, South America, and elsewhere to make trade deals. The final time of Gentiles is approaching. We see BRICS, so that, by the way, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus it's also got Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran are part of BRICS and some others. So Global South, the EU, and others are working on ways to trade and not have to deal with the descendants of Ephraim, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Manasseh, United States of America. And by the way, we have a free book on that at ccog.org about lost tribes. Anyway, to finish what I wrote last year, look at this year, the Europeans will work with many nations to secure stronger trade agreements. And that's been happening. And this stuff's not covered in the much of the mainstream press. I mean, how often have you seen the mainstream press going out and saying, oh, by the way, Europe's making this trade deal, and Europe's making this trade deal, and these other people making these other trade deals with each other, not the United States. We don't hear it. What we hear in this country about the tariffs and trade is it's going to affect inflation, or didn't affect inflation as much as we thought, or it's going to affect this, it's going to affect that. But these people aren't looking at the Bible. You know, the Bible's telling us this, that Babylon the Great is a trading power. It's going to rise up in Europe. And this is happening right now before their eyes. It's one of the biggest stories that they're missing. Mm-hmm. And you might see a little bit about it here and there, but they don't emphasize it. They don't think it's important because they don't rely on the Bible. And this is a problem with other things. I mean, other things are going on too. The Europeans are arming. There's stuff going on with Iran that I think fulfills some other prophecies. Other things going on in the Middle East. They missed that. Or their biases and the fact that they don't believe the word of God, but they should. Because the reality is, properly understood, biblical prophecies are coming to pass.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is Bible News Prophecy at gmail.com.